You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us why.
Wisconsin averages about 23 tornadoes every year, and 45 of them tore through our state last year. This made it the third most active season ever, with an outbreak of 18 twisters on May 21st, putting the month's total at 22. And severe weather season is about to spark, so you need to have a plan. Make it now with your family and even friends. On Thursday at 1:45 p.m. and 6:45, sirens will sound. Practice the plan. Muscle memory will save you in stressful situations when you need to act fast. And while you're at it, gather an emergency bag together too. Include things like shoes, a change of clothes, meds, water, snacks, flashlight, and even a battery bank.
Well, this isn't related to tornadoes, but the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for urban forestry catastrophic storm grants. The grant funding was made available after Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency from March 29th through April 1st due to severe ice and snowstorms across the state. Individual municipalities, tribal governments, and some nonprofit organizations can apply for between $4,000 and $50,000 of grant funding to repair, remove, or replace trees in urban areas that suffered damage during the storms. The merger of two national mobile carriers is resulting in layoffs across the country and right here in Wisconsin. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has more.
U.S. Cellular is planning to lay off thousands of employees across the country, impacting workers here in Wisconsin. The company is being acquired by T-Mobile. According to a filing with state governments notifying them of the mass layoff, workers will be let go beginning June 2nd. The company plans to offer most of the affected workers similar jobs with T-Mobile. In Wisconsin, 44 locations are impacted, mostly retail stores, as well as the company's engineering hub in Brookfield. About 4,100 workers are affected nationally.
Workers affected closer to home include those at U.S. Cellular locations in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, De Pere, Manitowoc, and others across the state of Wisconsin. The reciprocal tariffs on Chinese imports go up to 104% on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Canada still faces 25% tariffs on steel and manufacturing materials. Those tariffs and others caused Canada's finance ministry to confirm that 25% tariffs on U.S. autos will also go into effect on Wednesday. The ministry told Reuters that the counter tariffs will remain in effect until the U.S. ends its tariffs against the Canadian auto sector. All of this creates tension, nervousness, and trepidation among businesses in Wisconsin. According to Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim, Winnebago County is the largest exporter of goods to Canada in Wisconsin. Outagamie is tied for second place, and the state itself is the largest exporter in the United States. She said her constituents are concerned.
I am absolutely hearing feedback, and in some cases quietly, because the business community, we don't want to ruffle any feathers, but I am hearing. Tariffs are not a swear word, right? They are a tool that, if used mindfully, can add value to our overall picture.
Representative Dean Coffert said while he understands the tariff's ultimate goal and that it will take time to see results, he also knows the uncertainty is upsetting to business owners and operators.
This generation and what we live in is everyone wants instant gratification. Those of us in business, we want certainty, we want stability. And it's very difficult when you have your life savings wrapped up in a small business, not knowing, you know, what the future is going to bring.
The two lawmakers made their comments during a legislative lunch in the Fox Valley Monday. The cutoff is coming. Stuart J. Waddles has more about a deadline hitting next week.
The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is urging people to catch up on their energy bills before the winter moratorium ends. That's on April 15th. During the moratorium, utility companies can't disconnect heating services for non-payment. However, those protections are going to expire soon. Those at risk of losing service should contact We Energies to set up a payment plan or seek financial assistance through state programs.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and others are introducing a bill that would require a 30% minimum tax on those with incomes over $1 million. Joanne Krulatz has more.
In 2022, the top 0.001%, or 1,538 households, earned at least $85.5 million and paid an average federal tax rate of 23.5%. The Paying a Fair Share Act would ensure that the highest earning Americans pay at least a 30% effective tax rate. The bill would apply only to taxpayers with income over $1 million, including capital gains and dividends that was approximately 0.58% of taxpayers in 2024. The legislation includes a phase-in for additional tax liability for taxpayers earning between $1 million and $2 million and would preserve the incentive for charitable giving. The Paying a Fair Share Act is expected to raise nearly $120 billion in revenue over 10 years and would provide a backstop to limit future tax dodging by the ultra-wealthy.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Timberwolves 110-103. Despite being down 24 points in the fourth quarter, the fans stayed and cheered the team to a win at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers.
It was huge, you know. They could have left. I mean, really, the way the game was going. And they hung in there with us. And then they could smell the blood in the water as well. This is why you love home games.
Baseball, top of the seventh inning, Brewers up 4-1. Bryce Turang at the plate on FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Fly ball, right center. Doyle is back. He is looking, and it's gone for Turang. Home run number 3, and that hitting streak stays alive. 11 games now for Bryce.
The Brewers beat the Rockies 7-1. The 25-year-old Turang's home run sailing 444 feet, the longest of his career.
Dude, I'm getting older. that's just how it is. I'm starting to get the man strength.
That's Bryce Turang with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Want to feel old? Eminem is a grandfather. The rapper's daughter, Haley Jade Scott, announced on Instagram that she gave birth to a son named Elliot. And to honor her famous father, the baby now shares a middle name with his grandfather. No, it's not Elliot Eminem, it's Elliot Marshall. Eminem's real name is Marshall Mathers. That might put a little pressure on the boy to come up with some sick beats. The Yellowstone series is about to give birth to a new spinoff, with the show's popular 1923 prequel starring Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren now concluded after its season 2 finale last week. The franchise is launching a new prequel. Plot lines for 1944 are being kept under wraps for the moment, but some sources say the show will explore how World War II affects the Duttons. Star of 1923, Brandon Sklenar, takes over Dutton Ranch at the end of 1923 and says he is open to appearing in 1944. Russell Brand is already in trouble for sexual assault charges, but things are about to get worse. Warner Brothers Studios has agreed to turn over footage and outtakes from the set of Arthur in 2011. The studio has made it clear where they stand after being sued along with Brand in 2023 by an extra from the film who said the actor exposed himself to multiple people and assaulted her. What a guy. HBO is giddy over the ratings for the season finale of White Lotus Season 3. The network says 6.2 million viewers tuned in and were treated to a higher body count than we've seen in previous seasons of the show. That shattered the past record for viewers of the show, which was the previous week's 4.8 million viewers. I think it's time for me to check out Season 3. What better game than Monopoly to create a bidding war? There was a competition by studios over a competition series based on the board game, and Netflix is the winner. Variety reports the show is being described as a large-scale social experiment contest that will force contestants to form alliances and betray their competitors. They must walk the line between capitalism and chaos in a cutthroat race to own it all. I think I hate it already. Monopoly debuted in 1935, courtesy of Parker Brothers, and has since sold about 275 million copies worldwide. First, it was people dancing and singing while watching Wicked in theaters that annoyed theatergoers. Now, it's teenage boys who are clapping and cheering during the record-breaking Minecraft movie. In some ways, this is worse than Wicked, because parents who take their kids have to witness this after probably not wanting to set foot in a theater to see Minecraft in the first place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could see a few scattered showers or sprinkles later today, tonight, into tomorrow, and there may even be a snowflake or two mixed in at some point. Today's high in the upper 40s. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, same thing, upper 40s. We will warm back up into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.